Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the FridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of the newcomers, and all of the individuals who are in the media industry, and those who are in the business world, and those who are in the education field. Thank you so much for listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Thank you so much. And what we're going to do on tonight, as I said, and I promised you on last night, is we are going to talk about the fact of, in the meantime, God has answered prayers on today. Amen. Praise God. And he's going to continue to answer prayers, but there are some things that we must do in the meantime. And as I was in my study and meditating unto God, I wanted to, God gave me two individuals in the Bible that we're going to touch on for a little bit. And then he's going to give a revelation of encouragement. Because as I said before, when people are in the meantime moments, we don't want individuals to lose hope, to lose faith, to lose sight. God says that people become blind during this particular time. And when I say that, I'm going to explain what that means in the lesson. I don't want to get into the lesson without, first of all, reading Psalm 136 and also praying. So we are going to read Psalm 136. Numbers 1 through 9, and I'm going to actually, as the Spirit is saying, give you time to get your Bibles, because we have over, 600 individuals on the line on tonight. And listen, if you have to go to work tonight, this is archived. You can listen to it in the morning. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the AfterTheLoveShow.com is on. Amen. Be sure, be sure, be sure. And I want to thank y'all for remaining awake at this time. We're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone," did you hear what I said? "To him who alone does great wonders." God does great wonders. "For his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're going to pause right quick, because we're going to pray unto God. And I mean, we're going to pray unto God. Amen. We're going to have it like it's our Wednesday night prayer. And I have been, for some reason, I have been ahead of myself. Like, for instance, today is Monday. I'm thinking today is Tuesday. Or yesterday was Sunday. I'm thinking yesterday is Monday. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So God is getting ready to do some great things. He said, accelerate. He says, move forward. Amen. But make sure you're at the correct day. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So get into your prayer positions, whatever that is. Get into your prayer positions and get ready, because because we're going to pray unto God. We're going to believe. We're going to trust in God with all of our heart. We're going to lean not unto our own understanding. We're going to acknowledge God in all thy ways so that he will, so that he may, because he can direct our paths. We're going somewhere, y'all, and God calls it the place of victory. Amen. He calls it the place of restoration. He calls it the place that you're going to get everything that you lost back. It's coming back. And so, therefore, because it's coming back, the enemy is becoming afraid. God says the enemy is becoming spooked because the enemy likes division. The enemy likes dividing things up, and I know that for a fact. But God says that it's only momentarily. It's only for a moment. It's not for a lifetime. Did you hear what I said? It's only for a moment. It's not for a lifetime. It's only for a say that. It's only for a moment. It's not for a lifetime. Get out of your situation. It's only for a moment. It's not for a lifetime. It's only for a moment. It's not for a lifetime. Amen. Amen. It's only for a moment. It's only for a moment. You have to get that in your mind. God, the Spirit of God is saying that. He says it's only for a moment. It's only for a moment that you are experiencing dry land. It's only for a moment that you are depressed. It's only for a moment that you're experiencing whatever you're experiencing. He said it's for a moment. So you're going to have to learn how to move forward day by day, trusting and believing in God. Remember, we talked about it. We listen, we look, we pray. Emmanuel, he's always with us, and he's always by our side. Amen. Amen. So get into your prayer positions. I'm going to dim the lights. I always dim the lights because I don't want any distractions. See, I like to look at the beautiful pictures. I'm looking at the cross up here. I'm looking at, you know, it's just a lot of beautiful things, colors and everything. See? And so I'm going to dim the lights a little bit so that we can pray unto God and begin to bless God and begin to thank God. God has answered a prayer. Not only one prayer, but he's answered many. He's opened the door. And God said, one of the things that I want to tell you that God said, do not despise. Do not cast away your small beginnings. He said, in the meantime. He said, some things have to work for in the meantime. God sometimes have to pacify us for in the meantime. Amen. So any way you bless me, Lord, Jehovah, I'm satisfied. And that's my prayer. I said, any way you bless me, Lord, I'm satisfied. Because I know that Emmanuel is the God that I serve. Amen. And we're going to pray unto God. And we're going to thank God. And we're going to bless God for all that he has done, the things he's going to do. And we're going to bless God just for being here. Amen. It's just a blessing to be here. Amen. And if the computer kind of messes up, that's fine. We're going to still pray, and we're going to still praise God. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on tonight, thanking you for blessing us, Lord, to wake up this morning. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. You even blessed us and kept us safe all day and all night, Lord, and we say thank you. We ask, Lord, would you bless those who are in the hospitals? We ask, would you touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet? And whatever it is within their bodies, Lord, that is causing pain and interruptions and interference with the flow, with the pacing of their hearts. We ask, Lord, would you slow it down? And we ask, would you come in and would you restore and renew? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are coming out? Would you bless their transition? Would you bless them to be filled with people around them that will help them? And would you give them the strength not to complain, but to begin to praise and thank you that things are well as it is? Then we ask, would you bless those who are going in the hospital for whatever they're going in for, surgeries, whatever it is. We ask, would you touch them in a major way? And would you give them the strength to be able to go? And would you bless fear to be cast away into the sea of forgetfulness? Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the door that you've opened, Lord. We thank you for each and everything that you caused to happen within our lives. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the renewal of the spirit. We thank you for an open mind. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the cup that you filled up. We thank you for the resources. We thank you for your sovereignty, your grace, your power, and your mercy. We thank you for the additions that you've added in our lives. We thank you for the things you've multiplied. We thank you for the things you're going to balance within our lives. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our friends. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the power that you have, that you place on every aspect of our lives. We ask what you bind it together, Lord, and what you place your hand in everything that we do. Would you help us to be better for you? Then, Lord, we pray for everybody all over this land and country. We pray for individuals who have lost someone or lost something. We pray for individuals who are going through bereavement. We pray for individuals who are going through strife, dysfunctional things. We pray, Lord, for each and every person. And then we pray for ourselves. And we pray for those we know and those we do not know. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless our vision? Would you bless our gifts that you've given? Would you continue to protect our anointing? Continue to protect the word of God. And help us, Heavenly Father, to be a light to this dark and dismal world. We ask, Lord, would you continue to bless us to be able to forgive? Bless us to continue to be able to look towards the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help cometh from you. We ask, would our hands continue to be open, because we need to be filled? Would our ears continue to be open so we can hear your word, and our eyes so that we can see your grace, mercy, and favor? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who do not know you and do not want to know you? Would you turn them around? Because there is strength and power in being in relationship with you, Lord. And Lord, as we get ready to give a synopsis of the in the meantime experiences, we ask, would you make it where the listeners will understand? And would you bless the revelation of God to fall afresh, not only this time, but all the times that a teaching is going forward for your word, Lord? Would you bless anything in this old mind that's not supposed to be there, to be cast out, anything in my heart right now, Lord? And we ask, with the word of God, fall afresh, Lord, so that we can understand it better by and by. We don't understand everything that happens in life, Lord, but we understand the word of God, and we understand that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to be better for you, help us to do better for you, and help us to always put you first, Lord. And put you in the middle of our lives. And put you last, Lord. And now, Lord, as we get ready to transition into new beginnings, into new grace and favor and mercy and renewal, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless something to be said, something to be done, to bless at least one person or many to come unto you, Lord. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for this ministry. And we thank you for each and everything you've done in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, 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 and praise God. I want you to get a sheet of paper as the music continues to play. And get something to write with. The Spirit is still tugging at me, so I can't let it go right now. I can't get into the lesson until I tell you what the Lord is showing. I don't want anybody on here to lose sight of the goodness of God. There are many individuals who come on the ministry, as I said last night. You come sad, you come despondent. There's someone who come every single day. And it's a feeling of just not being connected. You have to be connected to God. And that will fill all of those voids, because God always have people in places that are willing to do his holy will. I don't want anybody to throw in a towel, no matter what it look like. I don't want anybody to become discouraged, to want to give up on life, period. We have to be strong in the meantime moments, because we know that God, amen, is always available. And once you understand that the Lord is available, you can go to God at any time. And God always come through. And one of the things I want you to learn is that when you have God, you don't have to worry about anything. God didn't say that every day will be Sunday. He didn't say that every day the sun will shine. He didn't say every day you will wake up and just feel, woof, good. But he did say that when the storms of life do come, he said you will be able to withstand. He says, why? He says, think about the Hebrew boys when they went into the fiery furnace. God says he went in there with them. So you're never going into something by yourself. God says he wants us to be confident. He don't want the spirit of fear to be upon us, because God is getting ready to take some people to some places that they've never seen before. He's getting ready to open some doors that, wow, you didn't even think could be open. God is getting ready to take some people to the millionaire status, and they don't even know it, because they're in the meantime moments. And then in the meantime moments, people get weak. And so this ministry is kind of like an exercise. We're going to get strong, and we're going to become stronger and stronger. You can't let this world and what happens in this world dictate to you God's destiny. It just doesn't match up. So whatever it is that you've been through, whatever it is you're going through, you let God take care of that. Your job is not to worry about it. Your job is not to stay up at night wondering about it. Your job is not to do that. But your job is to trust God and to move forward. Keep going. That's your job. And when you look up, you always look up towards heaven. And when you look down, you always look towards the ground. And God says that's where we came from anyways. We came from the dirt. And because of that, God says, if I be lifted up, not me, I'm talking about God, Jehovah, he says, I will draw all men unto me. So each day of your life, every day is not going to be a yay day. But you make the best of it. And you thank God and be thankful that the Lord blessed you to wake up. Because some people didn't wake up. Amen. So as we get into this in the meantime moment, I know some of you are in your in the meantime moment. You're just beginning. Some are in the middle and some at the end. Praise the Lord. But we got to continue to exercise that faith. God says he wants us to exercise it on a daily, baby. You got to exercise that faith on a daily. I'm telling you. How do we do that? We're going to talk about that. You at the right place. You at the right time. We're going to exercise our faith. Amen? Amen. So let's get our paper together. Let's get ready. We're going to learn about two individuals. And God's going to give us a word. I was going to put about 10. But the Lord reminded me that we're going to have these two characters because we want to make a reference to the Bible. He says, but your anointing, your calling, is from the word of God as far as making it applicable to the revelation of God. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to give you time as the music is playing to get something to write with. And just begin to bless God, because we serve a good God. We serve an awesome God.
Unto Jesus, blessed Savior, I surrender.
Amen, amen, amen. This is what I want you to do. How's everybody doing on tonight? Once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me. I have a lot of new individuals on the AfritaLoveShow.com, and I have many who have been with me since day one, since day 50, since day 60, since this day. Amen. And I thank y'all so much for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. On yesterday, we talked about some things that we must do in the meantime. And in the meantime, I want to review a little bit before we get into our two characters in the Bible who had some, in the meantime, experiences. But in the meantime, as I said before, I want you to write down that phrase again for me, because I want you to focus on that. Because at the end of this particular teaching, at the end of this particular lesson, because actually the Lord spoke, we're gonna have the in the meantime all this week, actually. So we're going to have chunks of it, because I want you to understand the importance of in the meantime. Because what happens is if we exercise vigorously for 2 days for in the meantime experience, then we would not have any fuel left, amen, praise God, for the rest of the week. So God says there must be a balance. So we must continue in the meantime, because in the meantime we're getting ready to wrap it up. In other words, we're getting ready to go into our showtime. Amen. Somebody say showtime. Oh, showtime means it is time. Amen. Showtime. I want you to just write down showtime at the bottom. And on tonight, I want you to look it up, because God says next week is showtime. This week is in the meantime. Next week is showtime. And some of you are saying, well, I'm just now in the meantime. But God says he, remember, we talked about acceleration. God says he accelerated. He says because you was faithful, because you were at the right place. This is the right place. And it's not just because it's the AfritaLoveShow.com. It's because it's the word of God. Amen. It has nothing to do with me. This is all about God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to accelerate in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that's good if God accelerates you from your in the meantime experience. All right. So go ahead and get out a sheet of paper if you don't mind. You should already have that, actually. And we're going to get ready to get moving. Go ahead and write the word, the phrase, excuse me, in the meantime. In the meantime. Go ahead and write that phrase in the meantime. Okay? All right. Remember, we said that in means enter. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. The means God, our Father. Me is personal. It's Alfreda. It's you. And is a conjunction. It joins. Adding. Time. God says soon. Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Enter into whose gates? God's gates. Who? You. Us. God said, and all those things will be added unto you when? Soon. When is soon? Very soon. Amen. Amen. God said next week is showtime. Amen. Praise God. So we understand and we recognize that we must look, seek, and ye shall find. We understand that we must listen to the word of God. we also understand that prayer is very essential. We pray in season, and we pray, what, out of season. Yeah. And we also understand that Emmanuel, we understand that God is always with us in our in the meantime moments. God says he's here. He has entered your situation. He has entered your circumstance. He is here. He says, and all those things that you are seeking and looking for and listening for will be added unto you. Why? Because that is a promise. It is a stamp of approval. But we want to look at Hezekiah. And you can reference this whole story at your leisure, but we're going to look at Hezekiah. This is in 2 Kings 21 through 11. And what you find is Hezekiah was sick unto death. He had a very, he had a bad illness, and he was basically warned to prepare to die. Now, we could imagine how Hezekiah felt when he was told that he would be dying soon, because literally no one really prepares to die. But God said it's time to begin to prepare to live, because we're here on earth, and as long as the blood is running warm in your veins, you should make preparations to live. But Hezekiah's story was a little bit different, because he was given a warning that he should prepare to die. At this time, when Hezekiah was given the news of his upcoming death, he began to weep naturally because of sadness. Nobody wants to leave this earth. Amen. Praise God. But he began to do something very skillfully. He prayed unto God, and he wanted a sign. And when we talk about a sign, God shouldn't have to prove anything to us. Amen. We should just believe God on his word. Why? Because he is God, and beside him there is none other. But Hezekiah wanted a sign, and Hezekiah didn't pray for the Lord to spare him. He didn't pray for the Lord to keep him on earth 10 or 12 years longer, but he said, Lord, remember me. Whether I live or die, he says, let me be thine. Hezekiah had a prayer, y'all, that no matter what happened, he wanted to be with God. He said, Lord, remember me. That's kind of like going up to the Lord. Depart from me, I never knew you. No, Lord, remember me. And God always hears our prayers, believe it or not. In that story, you will find, if you read in those verses, you will find that Hezekiah prayed that prayer, Lord, remember me, and the Lord heard his prayer, and he was cured miraculously. Now, with this story with Hezekiah, Hezekiah, we all know, as I said before, was sick. But Hezekiah listened. Remember, we talked about that. He listened. He was told, right? He was given a warning. And God says he warns us of things. So he listened. He began to remain in the word by praying. Remember, we pray in season and out of season. And because he prayed and he was looking for a blessing, God gave him that blessing. God says, I'm always with you. All of those principles are in this particular story of Hezekiah. Let's make this applicable to our lives. Sometimes there are situations that happen on earth that's a dead situation to begin with. It seems like the enemy has, as the Lord is speaking, now this is the revelation, it seems like the enemy has somehow snuck in the dark and devised all of these evil and wicked plans. And as the day begins to rise, all of these plans are already strategically set in place to trap one of God's children. And so what happens is that as these particular things that were constructed in the dark becomes mere images of light, God begins to intervene. And God reminds us, he says, I didn't say that every day would be Sunday. I didn't say that everything would be great, but I did say that you're covered. So God allows you to go through this particular phase for several reasons. Number one, because God is with you. Number two, because God wants to make you stronger. And number three, God wants to give you something new. And it's really kind of hard as a Christian to hear that you go through things because God wants to renew your soul. He wants to give you something new. What the enemy thought that he was doing for evil, God is turning it for good. God says, I was with you during those dark times. That's how you survive. That's the only way you survive. I was with you. He says, and as Satan went to and fro, seeking whom he could devour, he never was able to get close to what I have given unto you because I am God. That was in your in the meantime experience. In the meantime, you was going through a storm. What was God doing? God said, I was working it out. I was covering you. I was covering the trails. Everywhere Satan was, I was. Stood before Satan and said, he cannot destroy something I've already paid for. And that's the type of God we serve. God correlates it to basketball. He says you have the ability to prevent the opponent from making a point. God says when you are in relationship with him, because of God, you have the ability to prevent the opponent from destroying, destruction, what God has given you. He says because he's already paid the price. And he's blocking those things that's not of him. He's blocking the devil, his tactics. So when you look at Hezekiah, Hezekiah had a serious illness, sickness unto death. That was his dark days. But God, when the light came, God prevented that death angel. He says, hold back. I want him to live. And he was cured. And that's the type of God we serve. In the meantime, see, Hezekiah could have given up. He could have thrown in a towel. He could have jumped off a bridge. Took his own life. But instead, he decided that in this, I'm going to pray unto God. And the only thing I'm going to ask God is, Lord, remember me. He didn't say, Lord, spare my life 10, 15, 20 years. He could have, but he didn't. He said, Lord, remember me. And that's what we want God to do in the meantime experiences, because you're going to have some in the meantime experiences. There are going to be some things that you need to do until you get to your destination. There's going to be some, you're going to have to exercise a little bit of your faith until you get to where God wants you to be. God said it's a process. And when God get ready in that process, he has already strategically laid out everything for you. All you have to do is open the door and walk in. That's it. In the meantime, but see what happens. In the meantime, when we have situations that causes darkness, that's a correlation of death. That's a correlation of sadness. That's a correlation of anger. That's a correlation of fear. When we have those situations, what are you doing in the meantime? Are you asking God to remember you, or are you asking God to get you out? Are you asking God are you praying unto God? Do you have faith? Are you being confident? Do you believe in God? What are we doing in the meantime? This is when our faith should be exercised. We're going to talk about how to exercise our faith in just a second. But when we exercise our faith in God, we don't let up. Just because there's a storm doesn't mean that I'm going to let go of the faith that I have in God. Just because something occurs, I'm not going to say, well, I don't have faith in God anymore, because I'm going to always have faith in God. But it's an exercise of the faith. We have to exercise it daily. There is a particular formula for exercising your faith daily, and we have to do that, because if we don't, we'll become tired and weary. And when that happens, you lose your faith. People sometimes lose their lives. They lose their courage. They lose their confidence. They lose whatever they had. They lose everything because they lost faith in God, and they did it on their own. And when you get further and further, when we get further and further away from God, We're not exercising our faith. We're exercising our fear. Hey, praise God. When we get farther from God, we're exercising our fear. But when we're close to God, we're exercising our faith. And we have to remain close to God. That's how we exercise our faith. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. So, your Hezekiah experience. He just been told it. He was about to die. Go ahead and prepare. But Hezekiah, all he said was, Lord, remember me. And he wanted to be with God. That's it. And God heard him. And God answered his prayers. That's the type of God we serve. So just because you have an in the meantime experience doesn't mean God is not with you. Just because it looks bad and it's dark doesn't mean that God can't. Amen? Amen. Continue to pray. Continue to listen. Continue to know that God is always with you in the meantime. Amen. Then we had a story about Elisha. Talked about Elijah. Amen. And Elijah, this can also be found in 1 Kings. Elijah had a goal. And Elijah wanted to be alone with God. And before Elijah could even approach Jehovah God in private, he had to go through King Ahab. Now, a lot of us know about King Ahab. King Ahab was miserable. King Ahab was greedy. He was very weak. Amen. But Elijah was more of a simple prophet. He was more of a just courageous man. And in this particular place where Elijah and the king was, they were serving pagan gods. They were serving idols and individuals. And because of that, they had a barren land. And Elijah, in the meantime, he still wanted to talk to God because Elijah wanted rain to come. He wanted this drought to stop. And so he visualized, start with the end in mind, he visualized the rain coming down. And so Elijah figured out that he had to find a way in which he could talk to Jehovah, he could talk to God in private. So he told King Ahab to go ahead and go up and eat and drink. And so, of course, the king did. And it was there that Elisha finally had the opportunity to speak to God in private through prayer with his face to the ground. He began to pray unto God for a drought, and a drought came. And so in this, we find that when we watch and wait, we find that God will come through. Elijah, in this particular story, he already knew that God was with him. That's why he wanted to have a private time with God. Now, many of you, just like myself, is asking the question, well, you know, you can pray to God anywhere. And that's true, that you can pray to God anywhere. But God is showing me, he says, King Ahab was a hindrance. That whole land was corrupt. He said there was nothing in that land that was anointed by God. And so Elijah wanted all those distractions to be removed so that he could spend time with God. It's not that Elijah couldn't just pray, sit and pray, but there was so much going on where Elijah was that everywhere he turned, there was paganism. There was people serving gods, G-O-D-S, lowercase. And so, therefore, he wanted to go to a place by himself in private, alone, a place that wasn't filled with all of that chaos and dysfunction. He wanted to go and get where Jesus was because Jesus says he does not dwell in an unclean temple. So he had to go off in private. And so Elijah kept his eyes on God. Elijah knew that God, Emmanuel, was with him. Elijah listened to the promise of God because God said that he was going to allow the rain to fall. And Elijah began to proclaim that. He believed that. He was confident in that very thing. And God did provide. So with this lesson with Elijah, having Elijah in the meantime experience, sometimes you have to remove the distractions from your life. And you have to get into a private mode, and you have to get into a one-on-one relationship with God in the Word. sometimes there are so many distractions around that you cannot get into the Word of God because you're so busy looking to see what's next. So we have to get into the Word of God in the meantime. Sometimes we have to go into our prayer room in the meantime. Sometimes we have to have that confidence in the meantime. Sometimes we have to tell Satan to get behind me in the meantime. Sometimes we have to do things such as just watch in the meantime. Sometimes we have to go ahead and proclaim the blessing in the meantime. But God says, in the meantime, you didn't see any of these, Hezekiah nor Elisha, give up. They always, both of them, always found a way to get to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what God wants us to do in the meantime. He says, just like Hezekiah did. He says, Hezekiah told the Lord, asked the Lord to remember him. He got to Jesus. He says, Elisha, he said, I want to, in other words, I want to have a private conversation with the Lord. And he was able to do that. He had to say, Satan, King Ahab, Satan, get behind me. Amen? Amen. And so in the meantime moments, in the meantime experiences, no matter what it looked like, Hezekiah, no matter what it sounded like, Elijah, no matter what hoops you have to go over, Elijah, God reigns over everything. And because of that, God says, in the meantime, you will become stronger in the word, in the works of God. You can keep pressing. It doesn't matter what people are saying. It doesn't matter what people are doing. It doesn't matter what people aren't doing. You can keep pressing in your meantime moments. Let's talk a little bit about faith. This is the revelation of God. We talked about Hezekiah. The reference was 2 Kings 21 through 11, and then Elijah, 1 Kings. Amen. And you can start at 16, Elijah. But let's talk about exercising our faith, the revelation of God, exercising our faith. And we're going to go into some more things this coming week, but I want you to remember these things. So exercise your faith. How do you do that? First of all, what is faith? Faith are the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when we exercise, God says there must be action. And when we have faith that is of God, when we exercise our faith, if you look, the phrase exercise your faith and exercise equals action and faith equals God, then God said, if we look at this, and I don't want you to pay attention to the spelling because the revelation is coming. When we look at God over here and we look at this phrase, start with the end in mind. God said, look at God, look at your faith. Now, guard, G-U-A-R-D, your faith. But this right here, start with the end in mind, God, your actions. So I want you to put God, G-O-D, not guard, G-U-A-R-D, God. And I want you to put your action. Okay. Now, this is how we exercise our faith. This is the formula. I want you to draw a line because you're going to have three different sections, one for God, one for your, and one for action. Praise God. That's how God works. Amen. It's a chart. God, your, and action. All right. When you look at God, amen, when you look at God, I want you to just write some adjectives, things that describe who God is. When you look at yourself, I want you to truly write down some things about yourself, adjectives about yourself. And be honest. All right? And then I want you to look at action. What are you doing right now that shows God that you have faith in him? All right. When we look at this chart, we see that God is first in our lives. And God says that is the first step to exercising our faith. He says you have to come unto me and bring all of your burdens. He said, just like you go to a gym, he says you don't leave your feet at home, praise God. You don't leave your belly at home, praise God. He said it's all one body, and because it's one body, all must come. And God says, so in other words, when you exercise your faith, you must be on one accord, oh Lord, with God, put one accord. You must be on one accord with God. That means that when you come, right, you are supposed to have the same characteristics on a daily basis as God, or try to get as close as possible. No matter what, your life, the way you live on a daily basis, should be congruent, should be similar to the characteristics that you put. That's something you put about God. I didn't put that. You put that. To make you be on one accord with God. God says anything contrary to the way he is not on one accord with God. We must be on accord with God. He says holding grudges, that's not being on accord with God. Being angry, that's not being on accord with God. And that's for everybody. He said we must be on one accord. That's the first step. He says, in other words, the first step to become healthy is you have to go to the gym. You have to go to wherever it is that you can exercise. So you must go to God first. You must come in first. You must be like God. Amen? In order to be on accord with God, in order to begin to exercise your faith, you have to know who God is. How do you do that? By going to the Word of God. How do you get in shape? By going to the gym, by moving. Amen. Then the second thing is your, right? What type of disposition do you have? What type of attitude? God says that, so a man, when we talk about the heart, whatever's inside is going to come out. And God says, what type of person do people see when they see you? And this doesn't matter. But what matters is that we are being lights of the world. God says, you're at the gym. Now you're in the gym. What's happening as far as your work ethic, your attitude towards becoming more healthier? What is it about your attitude that is exercising your faith? No matter what, any way you bless me, I'm satisfied. I'm going to pray in season and out of season. I'm going to love when I probably even shouldn't be loving. I'm going to forgive when I probably shouldn't forgive. I'm going to be at peace. I've made a declaration of that. Because when you are at war, you can't practice your faith. Too busy warring with the devil. That's a distraction. So when you exercise your faith, when you go into the gym, right, you're supposed to go in there with an attitude. And when we talk about an attitude that you are going to lose weight or get in shape, an attitude that you're going to have faith in God no matter what. When you go to the gym and you run, right, it doesn't feel good when you're running because you're tired. But when you finish, it feels great. When you're exercising your faith in God and you're going through the storm, it doesn't feel good. But it feels good when God delivers you from the storm and he blesses you and gives you everything that you lost, but he gives you double and he multiplies and he gives you balance in your life. Then we talk about action. You can't just go to the gym with a good attitude and look at the machines and expect something to happen. You can't just go to God with a good attitude and sit down. You have to exercise your faith. Every single day, when you get up, praise God. I have faith in God. God, I'm expecting something today. That's what I want you to say when you wake up. I'm expecting something today. It doesn't necessarily have to be for you. Don't be selfish. It could be for your neighbor. It could be for your family member. But I'm expecting something. Amen. You have to. There has to be some action. You have to expect some. But in your expectation, you have to be moving and grooving too. What are you doing on a daily basis to exercise your faith? When the storms of life come, do you give up? Or do you say, I'm going to press right on? When somebody lied, do you say, oh, no, it's over. It's not the end of the world. You keep going. You keep moving. Do you worry about what people say? No, you don't. You keep moving. So God, and then looking at ourselves and then taking action is exercising your faith in God. But you have to make sure your attitude is right. You have to make sure you are one accord with God. You have to make sure your actions, when you are going into the house of the Lord or when you're going places, exemplify who God is. We're not perfect. Things happen. People get upset. But at the end of the day, God says, what is your action to exercise your faith in God? And so you can't just, you can go to the gym. You can have a great attitude when you get in the gym. But God says in order for something to happen, you're going to have to do some work. Amen? And so faith without works is dead. So we're looking for a blessing. Well, what are you doing in order to receive this blessing? Are you sitting down hoping that it come by osmosis? No. You're moving and grooving. Right? So exercise your faith. God, look at yourself. And then action, praying without ceasing, believing and trusting in God. How do you do that? By keep going daily. Daily. Amen? We don't give up. We don't give in. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. That's the attitude that I have. Whatever it takes, we're going to do it. Whatever it takes to get to the destination, whatever it takes to get to the goal, we're willing to do it. Amen? We're not quitters, we're winners. And so exercise in your faith. God, evaluate yourself in action. That's it. And you must have the faith of a mustard seed. Have the faith of a mustard seed. Amen? Amen. So, in the meantime, it's kind of like the same story on yesterday, but I just put some characters in there. Hezekiah. Hezekiah had a losing situation. We didn't know if Hezekiah was going to make it, but God pulled him through. Elijah, we didn't know that if Elijah was going to even be able to get to Jesus because of King Ahab. King Ahab was something else. But Elijah found a way to get to God. So you're going to have to find a way in order to exercise your faith. You're going to have to find a way how to remain uplifted. And I've given you several ways to remain uplifted during your end of meantime moments. Amen? And so when we look at all of this, and when we look at how God has blessed us and how he's kept us, the least we can do is begin to praise God in our in the meantime moments, because God is getting ready to open up some huge doors. God is getting ready to do some big things within our lives. And so therefore, because of that, we must all recognize who God is, and we all must recognize what God stands for, because we all have, in the meantime, experiences. Amen? So without further ado, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I want you to also understand and recognize that if you're a gospel artist, writer, actor, actress, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, please, please Facebook AfriTheLove at AlFredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, I want you to continue to trust in God with all of your heart. Continue to do the will and the work of God, because we serve a true and a living God. We serve a God who is above just all. And so I want you to continue to believe and trust in God. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and pray for those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, check out AlfredaLoveShow.com. Check out StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, be sure to come back on Tomorrow God's Will, because on Tomorrow God's Will, we're going to continue with our In the Meantime moment. Last week was acceleration. This week is In the Meantime. The next week is Showtime. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Next week is Showtime. All right, so we're just happy and we're excited what God is doing, so be sure to come back. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah, you have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.